What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Tone's mad at me.
I'm not mad.
No, you want a better explanation than what I gave you.
No, I'm not mad at all.
I said my... Now, how explain to everybody how I said it, just real quick.
I was just saying I think you are incorrectly linking spending money with a bigger desire to win. I think that
I'm incorrectly doing that?
I think that is...
Well, your statement was they are just trying to stay afloat. Trying to stay in the black on wins, right? And you're talking about the... Paul Dolan's.
Yeah, let me. I'll explain it better. Because I think that, well, first off, I think that's how the majority of Cleveland fans feel.
I agree with you. Okay. I think they feel that way because.
The voice for the voiceless, damn it.
Because they think that magically, if we just spent more money, we would have won the World Series. And I just not. Everything we know about baseball, well, it's not really how it works.
You can have a $300 million payroll, but I think that what people are asking is, in your own way, you go for it. Now, what does go for it look like? Well, I don't know. You ask 100 people, I think you're going to get 100 different answers when it comes to baseball. I'll explain it as best I can here. It's not that Paul Dolan is the biggest jerk in the history of owners, for crying out loud, even though it comes off that way. I was pretty abrasive in it. When it comes to Jimmy Haslam and the Browns, there is a shared desire to win and to do what's necessary to win, even if what they believe is necessary is totally incorrect. And it's been at times. With the Cavs, there is a shared desire to win and to do what's necessary to win, even if that's a really, really, really good thing like we've been seeing here over the last few years. Or, I mean, they've made some silly decisions here and there in the past, but they've made a lot more good ones than they've made bad ones. So they've been very successful in that way. So you have one side of the coin and you have the other, where it's a shared experience. The shared desire to win... I think Antonetti and Shapiro, they look at their piggy bank and what they could spend, and they go, they definitely want to win. It is not my belief that Antonetti and Shapiro, don't want to win. They desperately want to win. Chernoff. Antonetti and Chernoff don't want to win. They absolutely want to win. I think for Paul Dolan, he believes it is more important to run the business the proper way, to keep the team in a good situation so that they can sprinkle in here and there. I don't believe his major desire as of right now is he has to have a championship. The other two owners, I believe they have to have a championship. Yes.
He wants to be operationally competitive.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Well, he knows.
That's all I'm saying.
But wait a second.
I don't think that's a terrible thing to say.
I think he knows that if he spent, do you want him to get to league average? League average is $70 million. They're down $70 million from league average. If he did that, all of a sudden, threw $70 million in, and then we didn't win because how many other teams have spent league average and don't win the World Series? Would that be good for you if they spent league average, Kenny? Would that get you to a point where you thought they were doing everything they could to win?
For the most part, I thought they've done a good job. But I'm just telling you how people feel about this.
I don't think it's a hard thing. I'm asking how you... Well, I want
how
you,
I feel. I'd like you to answer the question.
Spent, you didn't. If they spent $70 million more, that would get them to league average... Would you then come on the air and say they've done everything they can to win?
Yes.
Okay. And then if we didn't win...
Why do I sound
so
exasperated?
And then if we didn't win, I think a bunch of fans would say we didn't spend enough money.
Well, that I don't know what else
because
to tell you.
Because they'd still only be at league average, and they'd still be $150 million less than the teams at the top.
But I could still come up with a better example, or I could come up with a better argument than what I've had to come up with over the last couple of years, where I've had people who cover the team tell me I was flat out wrong. That when I asked, could they, I felt that they could not invest more because of the TV deal, which you and I have been very open-minded on, because you're going from around $50 million to...
like next to nothing.
Next to nothing.
I mean, guys, they're running PSAs during the ad spots when you're watching a Guardians game.
Not
that
good.
Means they are not selling the advertising. They went from making, you know, they were projected to be in the 50s to maybe, I've seen some say, $60 million this year under the old cable deal. That's gone. How much do you think they're getting for the Indians
and
or the Guardians television network?
I think that
where they're running, Paul, they're not even running ads.
And I think that explains my entire argument. Is I think that Paul Dolan sees that and goes, "Whoa, wait a minute! If we spend into this, we're going to find ourselves either in the red or deeper in the red than what we already
They'd
are.
Be done for.
We can't do that." And so while he's going to be called every name in the book, and he's the owner of the baseball team, and that's what owners are basically meant for, he's going to do what he considers to be responsible by the organization and not run them into the ground. Like, I think that a guy like Paul Dolan is appalled that the Padres had to take a loan out to meet payroll. Even though the Padres make their fans happy. Their fans are delighted that they're trying to go all in. Now, it's a one-team town. But their fans are over the moon with it. But I think Paul Dolan looks at that and goes, that's irresponsible and that can't happen for the future. And he's probably right about that. He's probably right about that. Because I don't know if there's some golden parachute of a TV deal that's going to help out Major League Baseball. I mean, Rob Manfred spoke about that in his press conference and in his interviews before the All-Star festivities earlier this week. And I mean, he was like, hey, we're on a lot of platforms, and it's because we're on so many platforms, it's kind of hard to find us. I mean, how many different platforms have the Guardians been on? It was you were on a wild goose chase for a weekend once with the Roku, the Tubi, YouTube TV before.
They were on technically five different outlets.
That's
in
right.
Like a seven-game stretch.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, you have that many different outlets. You have your fans. It's kind of hard to find. I mean, the Cavs have been on a few different ones, but it's FanDuel TV. The Browns, well, that's a different entity because that's the NFL. And I mean,
it's just funny. You brought up the
you're going to find that.
You brought up the Padres. How many years has it been since they went on the spending spree?
It's been a few, and they haven't been able to cash
years?
In. Yeah, they haven't been able to cash
in. Yeah, Padres have seven more wins over the last 5 years than the Guardians.
And I think you said
the Padres fans are thrilled.
They are thrilled.
They are going out of their mind.
But I'm talking about
five more wins.
And I'm saying that, again, over the course of history, I have not once ripped on Antonetti and Chernoff over this. And so, I mean, you could say that some of the moves that they made haven't been great, but if they only have seven more wins, I think that's proof positive why I'm not ripping on Antonetti and Chernoff. I've not ripped on those two guys and what they've done with their front office. The ownership's a different story. And the ownership would tell me, well, Ken, tough you-know-whats. This is the whole reason you have my fiscal responsibility is the whole reason you have a team to bitch about in the middle of July instead of just being the Pirates. And then you guys could sit there and talk about Shador Sanders and what type of sandwich he ate.
See, and that
I think that
you don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
That's what probably Paul Dolan would tell me right now.
That's been my argument. I think if we tried to run it any different way, I think baseball would be irrelevant in this town. I don't disagree with you. It would be Pittsburgh.
For the record, I do not disagree with you. I agree with you on that. But that's the frustrating thing is that they do just enough with what they have to make the fan base really upset. Because the fan base doesn't want to hear about money.
Didn't you agree with me that somebody like it's tough to parse it out because Blitzer and Harris, his partner, they have their sports group that's worth like $12 billion.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
But if it were just in this case, Blitzer, right? Didn't you agree with me that he wasn't going to run this not like a business?
Yes,
like,
I agree with you.
So who are the guys lining up to run this not like a business? All the people? I know everybody's like, oh, I wish Dan Gilbert would just buy.
So you're agreeing with me.
He's not.
You're agreeing with me.
He's not. Why isn't Dan Gilbert buying the Guardians?
You're arguing with me, but you're agreeing with me. You're agreeing with me on the whole thing. Is that not once have you told me or given me any evidence to the contrary of anything that I've stated here over the past 10 minutes? Or really since this, two segments ago when that started, you've not given me any evidence to the contrary. When they get a little bit of more money, he has spent to it, and he's done what he's needed to do. He's not going to go hog wild out there and go into hawk like I bring up with the Padres, and I brought up the Padres before. He's not an irresponsible owner. He has things that he has to deal with that the other two guys in town don't have to deal with. Okay, that's on him. That's the business he's chosen. And I think that as a responsible owner, I do think he feels a civic responsibility to the team as far as being a Clevelander and having a team in Cleveland. And it worries me about the Blitzers when they take over, when David Blitzer takes over, because I think that then you'll just have an outsider who runs a team like a business. It's, and if you think you don't like Paul Dolan now, get a roll to that when that happens
at
some point.
And especially when that outsider comes in and then after a couple bad years goes, we're going with new management. And now you don't even have the security blanket that has been Shapiro, Chernoff, Antonetti. Like, that's gone. How do you think that is going to proceed forward? And I was just telling you this. If there was so much money that I've heard people say, Dolans are just banking money. Of course, the people that I've talked to there in the know are like, that is not the case at all. But if you believe that was the case.
You play one round of golf, and all of a sudden the people in the know.
Here's what I want to know. Where are all the people trying to get in? Where's the bidding war to try to get in on the Guardians? If the business was that robust, you know what they're doing? They're paying top dollar for NBA teams. They're paying twice as much what the Rays just went for.
1.7.
The Mavericks got 3.5. Right. The Lakers got like, what, 10? The Celtics got 6. Okay, if baseball was just this huge cash cow and any other owner outside of Paul Dolan would come in and just throw $200 million a year, where is it? Where's the bidding war? Because I think the Dolans would probably sell if that were the case.
Yeah, was it the Orioles were sold last year for like 1.6, 1.7?
Yeah, the business is not. The collapse of the regional sports network, it's over. This is a distressed asset right now.
Anthony, I know that. But you're not, nothing of what you said was to the contrary of what I said. You frankly agree with me. You agree with me.
I don't agree with you that they're not trying to win. I totally disagree.
Who are they?
The Dolans. That Paul Dolan's not trying to win. I categorically disagree.
I think they're trying to win. Are they trying to win? Hold on. Are they trying to win? Or are they trying to win at all?
Baseball, all the teams are trying to get it. No, hold
got
on.
Got my answer.
No, you don't have your answer. That's silly.
Got my answer.
There are only three teams in Major League Baseball trying to win it all.
And that's the problem we've had with Major League Baseball.
Oh, so
here.
Your problem's with baseball, not the Dolans. You got to make up your mind. What's your problem with?
Wait a minute. They're part of the club of owners that are Major League Baseball.
Ken, you just admitted there are only three teams that are trying to win it all.
They are Major League Baseball, for crying out loud. And I would probably bring up more teams that are not just the three teams.
Five?
You're going to put me in a hole.
Are there five?
I would give you six, right?
What's the number?
Top.
How much do you have to spend to be considered, quote, winning it all? Because before you said $170 million.
I didn't give you numbers.
You
said $70 million more.
$170 would be league average. And I asked you, would you consider that going all in?
Considering their constraints, yes.
Okay, I just want to make sure. So it's not three teams, it's not five teams. Now you're saying half the teams.
Average? Because that would be top six in baseball.
170 is league average if you figure in what that is the mean.
Yeah, that'd be top six in baseball, though. I get money spending wise.
Tell me how many teams.
Because the top five spin out of their ass,
yeah, so
the rest of us have to suffer for it.
Well, yes, well, there you go. That is the problem. That's what people like Paul Dolan are saying. This is such a ridiculous system to begin with.
But if the average, if it's more than half are not spending that, then the more than half
Anthony
should be able
but
to
when you, Owen,
at least
when
be
you,
in the competitive part of making the playoffs.
Were we competitive last year in the playoffs?
Yeah, in the playoffs, yeah.
And you're still...
Are we not trying to win?
You're not seeing it. You're
Are
not
we not trying
it.
To win? Ken, were we competitive in the playoffs? Ken, were we competitive
obviously
in the playoffs last year?
Obviously
were we trying to win last year?
I've answered your question. Yep. Yes. I've answered your question.
Oh, wait a second.
You
he just conceded. He just conceded.
I know we're just going to get over each other. Can I talk?
You just said we're trying to win. You just conceded.
What have I conceded?
You just said we were trying to win after saying we weren't trying to win.
So wait a minute.
So make up your mind.
Wait a minute. They had a not so good season the year before. They had a not so good season this year. They had a good season last year. I would say maybe they fell bass-ackwards into some of that. But again, you're not seeing the point of it. Is when you're telling me about all these teams that are spending into this money and how it's not their fault, the majority of Guardians fans, and let me make this as clear as possible. Remember, I'm not the one yelling here for everybody scoring at home. The majority of Guardians fans are going, I don't give a bleep. Stop crying poor and just sell your team, and then I will just yell at those guys. And I could say fair warning all I want.
Talked about that for a decade.
But I'm telling you how the fans feel. Yeah. I'm just telling you how the fans feel.
And
they
again,
do not care about hearing about money.
Then you're following the wrong sport.
But we're rolling two different problems into one right now. Right?
It's amazing.
It's Dolan's fault for not spending the money. In the season... We haven't spent the money. Okay, let's move on. They have not brought up the kids, and that is Antonetti's fault.
It is the ultimate slippery wizard move where Anthony Ocasio-Cortez defends the richest men in town.
You're saying he has no money. So I think I'm defending the working class.
Oh,
owner.
That's what
you're
he's
the
doing.
One going with the
working
you're,
class.
You're
owner.
The you're the one going with the Haslams and the Gilberts.
Hard scrabble.
So which ones
Paul
are you
Dolan
supporting?
Over there. Oh, my goodness. Yes, he's making ham salad sandwiches for his children right now. Oh,
it
my
seems
goodness.
Like, seems like kind of a lousy comparison,
up
if you
by
ask
the
me.
Bootstraps. Lord, I have heard enough.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust?
credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.